Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. Each week we look at a song lyric or two, recognize these lines of heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need to live in love as God intended. My desire is to give us some help and hope, connecting our heart cries with heaven. You know, today is a mixed bag as we're in the midst of this coronavirus scenario, the unprecedented scenario that we're in, and things are so different and even gloomy and uncertain. And, you know, if we give into fear, we could really be taken down and we could be just paralyzed and left alone in fear. And that's not a good thing. That certainly isn't what God has for us. And so today, as we're celebrating Easter Sunday, it's a day to celebrate the power and the passion of God's love for us all. You know, Easter is a celebration of hope that God has the final say in all things. And so my encouragement to us today is that we focus on the positive. We focus on that which we believe in a spiritual way, that death is not the final say, that gloomy, dark seasons of life and plagues and viruses and all kinds of things that might come our way circumstantially, personally, as well as in our country, in our world. It does not have to be our focus in the way of fixating on it and being afraid and paralyzed, but we can transcend by focusing on the God of love who loves us and will make a way. He'll resurrect things. He'll make a way for us. He'll do a miracle to bring us through to get on the other side. So today I want to focus on hope a little bit. I'm going to take a few weeks on that to just keep us fixated on something positive. Hope is a powerful, powerful force. It's a spiritual dynamic. Here's the definition of hope. Hope is the feeling that what is wanted can be had or that events will turn out for the best. To look forward to with reasonable confidence, to believe, to desire, to trust. And so today I want to emphasize hope. I just want to talk in a general way about what hope is and have two good songs that I'd like to play. The first one is Hope for the Future by Paul McCartney. And some of the lyrics go like this. Some hope for the future, some wait for the call to say that the days ahead will be the best of all. We will build bridges up to the sky, heavenly lights surrounding you and I. From out of the darkness, our future will come. If we leave the past behind, we'll fly beyond the sun. We'll be together sharing the load, watching in wonder as our lives unfold. Hope for the future, it will belong to us if we believe, if we believe. And I like this line, hope shines brightest in the dark when nothing ever seen. And so enjoy this song.
Some hope for the future, some wait for the call to say that the days ahead will be the best of all. We will build bridges up to the sky, heavenly lights surrounding you and I. Hope for the future, it's coming soon enough. How much can we achieve? Hope for the future, it will belong to us if we believe, if we believe. Hope shines brightest in the dark when nothing's ever seen, lighting undiscovered places no one's ever been. lighting undiscovered places no one's ever been. Hope for the future, hope for the future, hope for the future.
I like that song, you know, it's pretty powerful. You know, having hopes and dreams go hand in hand on our journey here on Earth. We need hope for the today, we need hope for tomorrow. And, you know, we go through different seasons of life individually, and now we can see how we're all connected in the world. And we're going through a dark season, a hard season, an unprecedented season, as I said before, one that easily could scare us and paralyze us and take away any sense of hope. You know, to be without hope and to be without God is something that is not God's best for us. And so God even allows and uses hard times like this to get us to reconnect with Him, have a relationship with Him, and then have hope from Him. One of His titles is He's the God of Hope. And hope is a product of our spiritual connection with God. So hope comes from a connectedness to someone who's greater than ourselves, a spiritual force that we believe is a God of love who wants to help us, who sees what's going on and has an answer for what's going on. And we put our hope in Him because this thing is way bigger than us and we're limited in hope as human beings. So, you know, every civilization, every people group on the planet, all of history reaches points and places in their journey that they have to reach out beyond themselves to find that there's someone more powerful that is going to help them. And that's what the nature of spirituality is, isn't it? So hope is both an inside connection that needs to be nurtured so we can have courage and confidence. By ourselves, we have limited hope in our earthly outcomes, but with God, we can trust in His unlimited resource to help us to live the life He created us to have as His people. You know, there's a few scriptures that are really nice. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And so when we're hopeless, you know, our hearts are sick. It's easy to get sick during this kind of a time if we just focus circumstantially on what we see or hear, watch the news too much. But when we're focused on the God of hope who brings resurrection, who makes all things new, brings us through the valley of a shadow of death, if you will, it says in the scripture, then we'll find fresh hope and we'll find the fulfillment therein. Listen to another scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declares God. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And so many times circumstances like this kind of awaken our spirituality and remind us that there's a God who's waiting for us to talk to Him. And when we talk to Him, it unburdens our hearts. It fixes our hearts again on someone outside of ourselves who's greater, who is totally able and will, we believe, bring solution and change for this. Here's one more. Because of the Lord's great love, we're not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those who hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord, the answer of the Lord. And so these are good scriptures to meditate on, to focus on, to get life and fresh hope from these scriptures, you know, because the scriptures are a gift to us from God, and they're His words to us, His words from His heart, and He promises, He's committed to fulfill His promises to us. And so I just want to say a few things about hope. You know, when we have hope, we have a peace inside that all will be okay. Okay, it's not the total absence of fear or anxiety, but we can go back to this hope and connect with this hope, and it speaks to us. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. It communicates inside something very special, very spiritual, I believe. When we have hope, we speak of it to others. We encourage others with the hope that's ours, that we found. When we have hope, we pray. Prayer connects us to the God of hope. When we have hope, we can trust and not worry in an excessive way. When we have hope in a God who can work on our behalf, we find God in a new and fresh way. You know, hope helps us in so many ways to stay positive, to believe for ourselves and everyone else in Laguna and in the world that we're going to be okay, we're going to get through this. Hope connects us to each other. It transcends all kinds of barriers and unites us together. You know, in the hardest times that we've gone through, 9/11 and this kind of a season we're in, you know, you can see how it's bringing people together. Barriers are being dissipated and knocked down. They disappear because what we're doing is we're seeing each other on a common level. We're all affected by this, and we all need each other. And so you can see what happens. We're reaching out to each other, and there's a union and a unity that's very special right now going on. Here's another song I like to play. It's called Hope by Natasha Bedingfield. And there's some good lyrics to this. Remember, morning always comes as night surrenders to the sun. No matter how dark it may become, don't stop your light from shining on. Because nothing's ever over till you say it's over. Nothing's ever finished, not unless you walk away. You see, I've got hope, so you can use a little, use a little. Leave it when you're done, and I won't let go. Because with a little, I can go a long way. I've got hope. It's easier to say you can't when you know you can. It's easy to let go than to hold somebody's hand. But if you do, then you might just understand that it's okay not to know where you're going to end. Because nothing's over till it's over. Nothing's ever finished, not unless you walk away. You see, I've got hope. So you can use a little of mine. And that's just a positive thing we can see. We're sharing hope in this song. So enjoy this song.
Remember, morning always comes as night surrenders to the sun. No matter how dark it may become, yeah, don't stop your light from shining on. 'Cause nothing's ever over till you say it's over. And nothing's ever finished, not unless you walk away. You see, I got hope, so we can use a little. It's easier to say you can't when you know you can. Oh, it's easier to let go than to hold somebody's hand. But if you do, then you might just understand, yeah, that it's okay to not know where you're gonna land. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause nothing's ever over till I say it's over. And nothing's ever finished, not unless I walk away. You see, I got hope, so we can use a little, even when you don't. And I won't let go, 'cause a little bit of it can go a long way. I got hope, so we can use a little,
It's just a nice song that again keeps a focus. You know, one of the things that I just want to encourage everybody on is when we're afraid, we have to change our focus. We don't want to miss the opportunity to transcend above our fears. The fears are real, and they come from what we see. The circumstances of life bring fear to us, our lack, our inability to overcome or change the situation that's in our face and scaring us. But the bottom line is we have to, in our fear, go to a God who is greater than any circumstance, any situation, and believe that he wants to help us and that he has a plan to help us. And so I want to leave you with that. This is something that God is going to come and hear our prayers. He's going to bring his help. He's going to help us day by day, moment by moment. And our part is to put our focus on him, to put our focus on his ability to get us through this. And I believe he will. And together, let's share this message because this is what we can do in helping each other in the greatest, greatest way. So it's great to talk with you today, and I want to personally be available to offer friendship, help to anyone who needs some. Feel free to call me, 949-328-7230. Come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket. We normally meet there when things are normal. And right now, we're not meeting on Sundays, but just to let you know that we will, on the other side of this, continue to meet the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket, 10 a.m. We'll resume our community breakfast that's at 9 a.m. as well. And so you have a great resurrection day. Focus on the power of God's love, and may it meet you and give you fresh hope today.